And I'd like now to welcome to the show James McGrath Morris. He is here to tell us about the second annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me on again.
So we talked about it a little bit last year. What's
Correct.
It all about?
Well, last year was our real test. Alternative giving has been going on for many years now. In fact, there's several churches in the area who have alternative gift markets. And what the idea is to expand our gift giving from just material objects that we give each other to gifts that help others in honor of our friends. So, for instance, the Heifer Project is well known. You buy a cow for somebody.
Heifer International,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same concept, but on a larger scale and an attempt to both change our gift-giving patterns and integrate it into this part of the year and then hopefully all year long. We tested it last year on a small scale in Santa Fe, and this year we're back in a far, far bigger way. We've rented a storefront in DeVargas Mall, which will be open all weekend. We have a grand opening with Ally McGraw, and the mayor will be cutting the ribbon. That's at 5 o'clock on Friday. And we also have the participation of 5 local nonprofits. So somebody can come in after they've done some shopping in a store and come into our store and buy, for instance, a visit to a dentist for a poor kid in Santa Fe through La Familia Medical Center.
So it's not just all people in faraway countries.
No, that's the idea. We've combined forces with local nonprofits, 5 of which we have participating this year, and then a selection of 10 international gifts. So they range from as simple as $1 for a bus pass for a homeless person to reach the interfaith shelter, or you can sponsor somebody's night stay there. You can buy a bicycle for a rural health worker in Zambia, books for preschoolers at the Santa Fe Library, all kinds of things. So the 5 local groups that are participating, one of which is new this year, is New Mexico Veterans Helping Homeless Veterans. And the kind of thing they're offering is really a unique offering. You can provide some money to them to allow a veteran to get an hour of counseling to get the benefits that are owed to them. Navigating that world is hard. So that's a kind of gift. Friends of the Library are offering things like bicycles for summer reading program, books for preschoolers. The Interfaith Community Shelter is offering a night in the shelter, milk for dinner, bus passes, as I mentioned. La Familia Medical Center has a whole array of kinds of things, ranging from a visit to the dentist for a child, to diabetes screening, all kinds of things. And the Esperanza Shelter for Battered Women also has something called Bricks of Hope in expanding their thing. So these will all be for sale, in a sense. These are all gifts you can buy in a very festive atmosphere. Santa Fe Baking is offering all kinds of goodies. We'll have coffee, hot cider this season. And every hour, there'll
Yay,
be...
Yay, Santa Fe Baking Company.
Aren't they great? And every hour, there'll be a storyteller on this large rocking chair for kids. So it's a very festive kind of thing, and we're trying to integrate this, as I said, into the kind of gift buying that we do it this year and get people to expand their horizon.
So if you bought me a gift, I might receive a card from you that says, James McGrath Morris has given a dentist visit to you, Mary Charlotte, for a kid in Santa Fe. Merry Christmas.
Exactly. In fact, if you get my Christmas cards, which are going out, you'll find that my wife and I bought 2 scholarships for 2 Tibetan women to go to school, and it's on the back of our card.
Nice.
But if you were to come to the alternative gift market this weekend, you'd come in, there'll be all these tables with volunteers, you make your selections, just like at a store, you bring it to the front, we process credit cards, checks, or whatever, and then you get these lovely gift cards with a description of the item you have bought. And you can send that exactly as you described. Dear Mary Charlotte, in your honor, I bought a bus pass that will allow a homeless person to reach the shelter on a very cold night.
And so then how do the recipients get their gifts? And do they know that it's a Santa Fean? I mean, I assume it's anonymous.
Yeah, no, the actual recipient is anonymous in that sense. Each group...
And the giver.
Yeah. Each group that participates in this pledges that 100% of the money that they're receiving goes to the actual use. And the international gifts are very carefully monitored through Alternatives Gifts International. And the head of Alternatives Gifts International is flying to Santa Fe for this. This market is unusual. As I said, there have been these kinds of gift markets, usually in churches after services, and they've done a wonderful job for years. They're pioneers of this. But we're trying to move this into the everyday life. So that's why there's such an interest, not just here, but with the international organization, to come and see if this will work. Santa Fe is a test, and if it really works, you're going to hear us coming back next year with a permanent presence, a year-round web-based catalog called Santa Fe Community Gifts. So whether it's your birthday or whatever, you can do this kind of gift-giving, and hopefully we'll retrain ourselves to include this kind of gift-giving in addition to buying the normal books, candy, and other things that we give.
Now, just because it works in Santa Fe doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work anywhere else.
Of course, we are the city different. But in some sense, this may be the perfect place for it, and that's why we seized on this opportunity to do it. And we'll be open all day Saturday from 9 to 8, and not all day, but Sunday from 10 to 6. And it's in the old Kiva Drugs inside the DeVargas Mall.
So if you go into the DeVargas Mall and walk around, you're I don't know where the old Kiva Drugs is, but you're bound to find it.
Right near Office Depot, not far from where Santa is posing for pictures.
Okay, there's a landmark. James McGrath Morris is part of the second annual Santa Fe Alternative Gift Market. Now, is there a website?
Not yet. We're just doing the store, but if this works, and this is the reason why we're imploring people to come, this is the real test. If we get the kind of support we need this year, then we'll be back in the new year with a permanent website and an annual festival.
James McGrath Morris, thanks so much for being with us, and we will see you this weekend at the DeVargas Mall.
Thank you very much.